Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Challenged by the administration, federal agencies have sought to identify new and smarter ways to do business and move toward a government that is citizen-centered, results-oriented, and sustainable. To be successful in this area, federal agencies require support and assistance. And the U.S. General Services Administration, or GSA, through its Federal Acquisition Service, works to provide that support. It's taking a leadership role in providing centralized acquisition solutions while encouraging sustainable government that reduces waste, increases efficiency, lowers cost, and fosters emerging sectors of the economy. What is the value of a centralized provider like GSA and its Federal Acquisition Service? How does the Federal Acquisition Service foster government operations that are effective, sustainable, and transparent? How is the Federal Acquisition Service managing in an era of fiscal constraint? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Stephen Kempf, Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. Welcome, Stephen. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Ken Beecher. Ken, welcome.
Great. Thanks.
Steve, before we delve into specific initiatives, I'd like to start off learning a little bit more about your organization. Can you briefly describe the mission and continued evolution of the U.S. General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service?
Sure. Well, I think it's important to understand first that we're a cost-reimbursable organization, largely. So we earn our business by supporting all the other agencies in supporting their mission going forward. We provide about $55 billion worth of cost-reimbursable work to other agencies, everything from paper clips to hybrid vehicles to large complex IT solutions, and even the acquisition support to get them there. So a pretty broad organization doing a lot to support every agency in the federal government.
So it's just a critical mission. I'd like to understand the operational footprint of your agency. Would you tell us more about the core lines of business? How are they organized and your overall budget, the number of employees and your scale of operation, geographical footprint?
Sure. We have about 4,000 employees. They're located all around the world. About a third of them are actually in the Washington, D.C. area, two-thirds spread out across the world in our regions. We even have folks in Korea, Kuwait, Afghanistan. So we have people all around the world. We have four basic business lines. The first one is the Assisted Acquisition Service actually provides beginning-to-end acquisition. So developing the requirements, getting a contract in place, and then managing the contract through closeout. Then we have our Information Technology Services, which is the IT component, runs the IT schedule, our largest program, the network services program, data and telecommunications, and the GWAC program, and then a few other items that they have. Our General Supplies and Services takes care of the other part of the schedules program, largely all of the stuff and management services and those kinds of things, professional services. Then they also have the general supplies, supply operations, all of the things that we have in our depots, everything, you know, from paper clips and office supplies to firefighting equipment, supporting the Wildlands Fire Program. And then they also have the personal property program, so the donation program, government agencies exchanging surplus property, and then the donation to state and locals, and in some cases other eligible parties. Then we also have the travel, motor vehicle, and card services program. Much of the government travel program, the card services, everything from the travel cards to the purchase cards and the fleet cards, supporting the government's fleet. And then, of course, there is the fleet, the government's fleet operations. We have about 225,000 vehicles in our fleet, and then we support many of the other agencies buying some of the other non-tactical vehicles each year. And that's basically our four business lines.
So great description of the agency, Stephen. I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibility as the FAS commissioner. What are your duties and areas under your purview? But more interestingly, what's a day or week in the life of the FAS commissioner?
I think I have the most fascinating job in the federal government. It's really a nice place to sit. You really see how the whole government fits together and works. It really is an amazing place to be and see. And we touch almost every agency, so it's very interesting to be here. First and foremost is taking care of our own employees. In many ways, I'm a cheerleader for everything they do, helping them really set the vision for what we're doing, which is really becoming the leading source for government solutions and making sure that they have what they need to be successful. Then I spend a lot of my time with our stakeholders, OMB, Congress, helping them understand where we're going and what we're doing and trying to get them on board with what we're trying to do. I spend a lot of time visiting with customers so we can gauge how we're doing, what we need to do better, what we do need to do more of, and listening to them about what their needs are so that we can get ahead of where they need us to be. And then finally, a lot of time with industry, too. We have literally 20,000 or so industry partners. So spending some time with them to see, in the same way we deal with our customers, how we're doing, what we should be doing better, you know, getting ahead of where we need to be in supporting them so that they're use GSA as their first choice to sell to the government.
So, Stephen, with such a robust portfolio, I'm interested in understanding what are the three top challenges you face and your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
I think first right now is really our systems. We're in the process right now of really revamping almost our entire suite of business systems. We're looking at our enterprise acquisition system. We're looking at the supply chain modernization, two of our major systems that really will help us deliver services more efficiently and effectively to our customers and really support our own employees in doing their job so that, you know, a contracting officer can work from home. And many of them have difficulty doing that because they're attached to some paper. So really bringing our systems up to speed so that we can be a little bit more nimble in our operations. I think the second thing that we're really looking at right now, and I think every customer service organization is doing this, really looking at how we deliver our services, being a little bit more innovative, customer-centric, and in our case, industry-centric, to make sure that we're doing the right kinds of things to support what's happening. And that's a big job. And we're working on some quality standards and a lot of innovation work. And then the last thing is that's really consuming us this year is the budget. For the last couple of years, this has not been an issue. The government's been spending more each year. So for us, it was, you know, keep doing the same thing. We just keep capturing a little bit more of the market share. But for this year, it's a little bit trickier for us. You know, we have 20-some business lines. Some of them are probably going to go up. Some of them may be going down. So, you know, what kinds of things do we want to invest in as an organization, put more resources behind? What things do we might need to pull out of a little bit more? So, you know, it's a little trickier conversation this year internally about how we manage our business and what we're going to be doing to support our customers.
I'd be interested to understand, what do you think, given your career and your experiences, what are some of the characteristics of an effective leader, and who, more particularly, has shaped your management style and leadership approach?
I think if you allow people enough time, whether they're the employees, the industry, or our customers, if you listen to them, they will tell you what they need and what you ought to be doing. But I think people don't give that enough time. So I think that's really important to be an effective leader. And then, you know, taking that information and the awareness of what's going on and really developing a good vision about where you want to take the organization, one that the organization can get excited about and actually implement and do. And I think that's really important. But then also, too, at FAST, one of the things I saw that I thought was needed to be changed is breaking down some of the stovepipes across our organization for some really good reasons. One, to help our employees develop themselves, to give them greater opportunity, but also to help the organization do better and learn. So, you know, while there might be things happening in the networks program around transition, when we go to Electronic Travel System 2 and they go to a transition, What can they learn from what networks did so that we can be better over there? So there's a lot of things that we do across our organization that we need to share information to be better. So I think that's really important. And then, you know, as far as, you know, what I learned, I was very fortunate coming up in GSA that I often worked for very senior people. And I took a lot from each of them. It was really great to be able to watch other people and see how they led and be able to take what fit for me and what seemed to work for them and then bring that into your own style. So a lot of the leaders in GSA I had the opportunity to work with and work for, and that's really been where I got most of my skills and abilities.
What is the value of a centralized provider like GSA and its Federal Acquisition Service? We will ask Stephen Kempf, Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.